Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bava Metzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gemol. And today's Mishnah are being learned Bischos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zayichet Afayin Ruziva Gahagun B'Karav Mamesh. And Mishnah says Ve'ilu Eichel Min HaTorah, the following people are allowed to eat Midaraisa. This is referring to workers who are working with produce. It could be fruit or vegetables, and since they're working with it, the Baal Bayis has to allow them to eat. This is learned from the Lav of Lo Yisachsem Shar B'Dishoy. When a shar, an ox, is threshing, you're not allowed to muzzle him. You have to allow him to eat. And it's the same thing when a person's working with produce. You're not allowed to muzzle him, meaning you're not allowed to tell him that he can't eat. You have to allow him to eat. Now the question is, what type of worker is allowed to eat? So the Mishnah clarifies, someone who's doing work with mechaber lekarka, it's connected to the ground, and it's the time of gemar malacha. For example, he's picking grapes. So the grapes are mechaber lekarka, and it's gemar malacha, because now he's picking them. So he's allowed to eat from them, and ubetalish mena karka ad sheloy nigmar malachtoi. If he's working with something that's detached from the ground, he's allowed to eat from it before it hits gemar malacha. For example, he's working with grapes after they were picked, and let's say he's sorting them and organizing them, maybe taking them off the stems to prepare them for squeezing. Since they haven't yet reached gemar malacha, he's allowed to eat from them as well. However, once they reach gemar malacha, he can't eat from them because now they're chayv and meiser. And this is all, but davar shegedulam min ha'aretz, says the Mishnah, with something that grows from the ground. If it doesn't grow from the ground, he can't eat from it. Ve'elu she'ein ha'eichlin, the following workers are not eating midaraisa. Ha'isim mechaber lekarka b'shas she'ein gemar malacha. If he's working with something that's connected to the ground, but it's not gemar malacha. For example, he's weeding, he's trimming branches. That's not gemar malacha. The fruit's still growing. That's not considered the end of the stage or the end of the processing, so he can't eat. And furthermore, b'talish min ha'karka me'achas she'ein gemar malachtoi. He's not allowed to eat from it if it's detached from the ground. If it's already finished gemar malacha. And lastly, b'davar she'ein gedulam me'aretz, if it doesn't grow from the ground, for example, he's making cheese, so he can't eat from the cheese because it doesn't grow from the ground. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, ha'ya'isa b'yadav, let's say he's doing work with his hands, avoloi baraglav, but he's not doing work with his feet, or baraglav avoloi b'yadav, or he's doing work with his feet, but not with his hands, afil b'ksefa, even if he's doing work just with his shoulder. For example, he's pushing something with his shoulder, ha'reza oichel, in all these situations, he's allowed to eat, and that's because we compare him to an animal, as we had mentioned, he's compared to shar threshing, and a shar threshing uses his hands and his feet and his shoulder. However, he tells us, a worker, in order to be able to eat from that which he's working with, has to be working with both his hands and his feet, just like a shar, who's always working with both his hands and feet. But what a possible group, Yasir Yehuda. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalar and Hay, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.